It's no surprise to most teachers that students in poverty start school behind. Claire Suggs is a policy analyst with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She said part of the problem is low-income children hear fewer words at home.
Vocabulary is a learning tool. It helps kids process information and make sense of the world. It helps them learn. And we know low-income kids don't have those same tools.
Bridging that gap, she says, takes money. Suggs says Georgia isn't spending enough to meet the needs of its students in poverty.
Georgia is 40th in the nation in state revenue per student. We are at the bottom. This is not a number to be proud of. And we are 7th. We have the 7th highest percentage of children in free and reduced lunch program.
Governor Deal added an extra $315 million to the state's education budget this year. Suggs said that will help, but the state's poorest students need a lot more. The Professional Association of Georgia Educators hosted the event. Executive Director Aline McGill.
We realize that the biggest issue facing public education today is the very big change of the face of poverty and the percentage of poverty that has actually increased in, say, the last 5 to 6 years.
McGill says that means schools will deal with poverty for years to come. That's why, she says, Page is informing local communities in hopes they'll lobby state lawmakers.
Us presenting to all the elected officials at one time is not near as powerful as that local voter being teachers and administrators and parents presenting to those elected officials.
The event also focused on how teachers can meet specific needs of students in poverty. Martha Dalton, WABE News.